The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." From that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd were making a commotion. He said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they really ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand. And the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Jacob was able to encounter God in Bethel. What are ways in which we can encounter God? So I'd like to talk today about five different ways in which we can encounter God in our lives. Being aware of the fact that wherever we are, God is present. As the Greek poet says, "In him we live and move and have our being." But it's easy for us to become oblivious to God's presence in our lives, absorbed by so many distractions, materialism, sensuality. We can become blind and deaf and oblivious to God's presence. First is all of us hopefully receive many graces by reading the Bible. By reading the Bible, obviously, God is going to be speaking to us. The best definition of the Bible I've ever heard is the Bible is the Word of God. Give me a better one. Give me a better definition than that. You might say, well, go to Greek, it means books. Oh, fine. But the Bible is the Word of God. And if we're open, God speaks to us through that. Second is, if you're doing your daily examine, hopefully you are, he speaks to you through your conscience. We all have a conscience. And a well-formed conscience, if someone does what is wrong, there will be pangs of conscience. If you do something right, there should be interior peace. That's a sign of a well-formed conscience. So work on forming your conscience well and to be faithful to your daily examine. Experience shows in spiritual direction that's usually where people struggle most, in being faithful to their daily examine. Once I was talking to Father Tim Gallagher before he wrote that book on the daily examine, and he pointed out that Ignatius never says it has to be at 11:55 p.m. In other words, it can be any time during the course of the day, and maybe better in the morning. In the morning, you go through what happened the past day. And God will speak to you if you're open to His grace in that practice. That was the one practice that St. Ignatius said you can never give that up. Never jump over your daily examen. Okay, how else does God speak to us? God speaks to us through nature. Through nature. What in nature seems to captivate you most? Many things. I'm going to say something that may surprise you, but lately I've been thinking about an ant. An ant. You ever notice an ant, when there's a little piece of food, he's able to carry something that's about 4 times his weight, and then you have an army of 300 ants following him. You ever notice that? That speaks to me about God. An ant speaks to me about God. How could an ant do that if God did not give him the strength and the ant army, that order? St. Thomas Aquinas says he gives us the 5 proofs for the existence of God. One is that of order. Do you think those ants trained for that line, that army? That was given to them by God, right? An ant instinct. So what about you? What speaks to you about God and nature? Probably all of us have something different. Okay, next. I think we have to recognize that there's another book that we have to read in which God speaks to us. It's the book of life's experience. The people you meet, the experiences you have, are a way in which God speaks to us. If you ever read the life of Francis Borja, very interesting. Very rich man. He was the Duke of Gandhi. Lost his wife. And he admired the Queen of Portugal for her beauty and her poise. And she died when she was very young. There was a funeral procession, and when the coffin popped open, they saw all these worms that were eating the face of this beautiful queen. What did he do? Left everything. Entered in the seminary. He became a Jesuit priest. He became the third Father General of the Jesuits, Ignatius, Polanco, and then Francis Borja. So God speaks. He speaks through circumstances. Next is that God speaks in a very powerful way through His real presence. So now in Mass, when the priest lifts up the host, God is looking at you. When the priest says, the body of Christ, you say, Amen. Not only is Christ looking at you, but Christ enters into the depths of your heart. And then Jesus says in the Diary of St. Faustina, number 163, which we're studying in our Perseverance class, 163, we pray that our eyes will see Christ, our ears will hear Christ. But also, Jesus says to St. Faustina, that Christ is present in the people we meet. Matthew 25. I was hungry. You gave me to eat. I was thirsty. You gave me to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a foreigner and you welcomed me. I was sick and in prison. Right. You got it. So today we're going to pray for the eyes of a mystic. What is a mystic? A mystic is be able to see beyond the material, and behind that is God's presence. Pray for that grace. In other words, you got creation. And behind creation, you have the beauty of the Creator. Amen? So that's going to be our intention today. And let's ask the Blessed Mother, who is totally absorbed in God from the moment of her Immaculate Conception in the womb of St. Anne up until her Assumption to Heaven, Mary lived totally. Her eyes, her mind, her body, her soul, her heart, all of her being was absorbed in God. So let's turn to Mary, and during the course of this day, let's live out that hymn in Spanish, Santa Maria del Camino. You ever sing that? Does it mean anything to you? Santa Maria del Camino. Actually, it's the Virgin of St. Ignatius. Do you know, how's your Italian? La Madonna della Strada. La Madonna della Strada, that's Italian for Santa Maria del Camino. Let's ask Mary today to walk with us every step along the way. Amen.